What's up, everybody? Welcome to Howdy Radio, the Next Generation, episode 65. I'm Brandon.
I'm Lane.
And we took a month off, and we came back today because today the PlayStation 5, the price and the release date and pre-orders have been announced. So we wanted to do a special episode talking all about that, basically, right?
Yeah.
So that's our main thing that we're going to get into here in a little bit, talking about the Xbox, talking about the PlayStation. We'll get there in a minute. What's been going on the last month, man? Started school?
Yeah, which is weird because we're doing like half and half, basically.
So like, dive into that a little bit. What do you mean you're doing half and half?
The first half, like last name, the first letter base is doing Monday and Tuesday. And then Wednesday is kind of an off day for everybody. And then Thursday and Friday, the back half does it.
So you're at school on Thursday and Friday.
Yeah.
Then do you, I don't know, I mean, do you like it? What do you think of it?
It's better than being at home 24/7, but it's still school. Yeah. So it kind of sucks a little bit. And it's less fun than what regular school is because half the people are there. Not even half the people, like a fourth of the people are there.
Is that what it is? You'd say about a fourth of the
because
people are there?
Because there's half the people, and then about half the people are doing, like, maybe a fourth, maybe like three-fourths are doing it or something like that.
Okay.
So, there's not a lot of people. Like, two people in my friend group are, like, at school with me.
Gotcha.
So.
Making new friends, maybe?
Not really.
Okay.
Because I only have, like, one class that isn't my regular, like, all honors classes. So I still have, like, my main people, and then I have, like, one class.
Gotcha.
So.
So about sports, soccer started up? It feels good to be playing soccer
and yeah.
doing normal kind of things, or?
Not even just the normalcy about it. I just feel good doing soccer again, even though we haven't won yet.
Yeah.
But it feels good to be able to be on a soccer field again, because we didn't have a season in spring because... Mm-hmm. The second season was about to start, COVID started.
Yeah.
So.
That's right.
It's been about a year since I've played soccer, so. So, yeah. And then band also has been a big thing.
Mm-hmm.
So, my first marching band season. And we had our first halftime show a couple weeks ago, so that was fun. So, yeah.
Right on. So, as of right now, you're barely into the school year at this point, but, like, does it seem like... You know, you'll be able to at least put up with it this way for a year if it has to be that way, or, I mean, not that you have much of a choice
or anything. I think so. We're already halfway through a quarter.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
It is crazy.
But
yeah, somehow, like, this part of the year is, like, starting to fly by, and that's a little weird.
I think I could. There's also me talking. I've only gone to school for 3 weeks. But I think the only thing, and usually I'm good about wearing a mask, but I'm not used to wearing a mask. For 6 hours, like 6 or 7 hours at a time. I'm used to wearing it for 15 minutes in Kroger.
Mm-hmm.
So it's definitely a weird experience that way.
Do they like really get on you if you're not wearing it?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There was one time where I just completely forgot about having to wear a mask. I was walking out of lunch and they just told me to step aside and put on my mask.
Gotcha.
So
what happened? Is there like anybody in your school that's like, I'm not wearing the mask, and like, has there been any teachers that's like had to deal with a student that refuses to wear a mask? Do you know if that's happened?
I don't think so.
Like, it's had to happen somewhere, but
of course. But I think some of those people who act that way are the people who are doing online school.
Gotcha.
Because they don't want to go to school with a mask on the whole time, so they're just like, I'm not going to deal with it at all. I'm just going to do online school.
Gotcha.
So,
right on.
So, yeah.
Yeah, we just wanted to touch on a little something else before we just dive into the video games. Probably won't be a super long episode. Lane has school in the morning and it's late, but we wanted to record before the day was over since today was the big PlayStation day. So, let's get into why we're here.
Yep.
All right, let's talk about video games for a little while.
Yes, sir.
So today, what is today? Today is September 16th was the day that Sony finally announced their pricing and release date for the PlayStation 5, which is something we've been talking about on Howdy Radio probably close to the beginning of Howdy Radio. Yeah. I mean, we've been doing this for 3 years now. That's probably around the time that there started being rumblings about what the next generation was going to be like. I don't remember.
We didn't have a PS4 at that point.
Okay.
Yeah, we started this in 2017.
Okay.
Around that time, we got ours in 2018.
Okay.
We didn't even have a PS4 at that. So probably around the time we got a PS4 was probably the time we started talking about a PS5.
Yeah, we were very late to the PS4 game. We did the Xbox first, last generation.
Which wasn't bad, because last generation, around the time that we got the Xbox, was great.
Because,
like, the Halo collection came out around that time.
I don't regret doing the Xbox first, last generation whatsoever. I thoroughly enjoyed the time with the Xbox, but then we got the PS4. And
we got that with God of War, so that was, like, a good segue into it.
So today was the day that PS5 finally gave all their details, which was following Xbox's announcement, which came out last week. So Microsoft beat them to the punch. Whether or not they beat them to the punch on purpose is kind of up in the air, because all of the information about the Xbox leaked one night, and then
everything leaked.
And then Xbox did a good job damage control wise, and they released all their info basically. Well, the next day they released the info on the Series S.
Yeah.
And then, like, a day or two later after that, then they released the $300, the $500, and the actual release
date. I think that was all in the same thing. I think it was the next day they announced the Series S, and then also all the release date and price and everything.
Okay.
But also, you can, like, say that, like, Xbox got leaked and everything. After, like, the first, like, state of play and that kind of stuff, everything got leaked. Because there's always one stupid person on a Walmart Australia website that leaks everything.
That's kind of how it works, yeah.
And like, a lot of people say that, like, oh, we already knew this. But, like, it's still exciting at some point. That kind of same thing happened with Rocket League a couple of days ago.
Oh, God, you've started saying Rocket League way too much again lately.
But Nintendo accidentally leaked the free-to-play date before they announced it, the day before.
Gotcha.
So they accidentally put out a blog that said, free-to-play the 23rd, so they were kind of forced to announce it the next day.
Gotcha.
So, yeah. That's the last time I'll say about it.
All right, good. Let's rewind a little bit and talk about the Xbox. So the Xbox announced that there's a $300 version and that there's a $500 version. We knew going into this generation that there was going to be two models of each console. So what is your thoughts on the $300 versus the $500 for the new Xbox?
I think the $300 one is big, because
literally it's really small though.
It actually is really small. I was watching a size comparison. It actually is very small.
Super small.
And especially for what's in it, it's very small. But I think for the price point it's at, like, especially because it's a better Series X. And, like,
So the Series X is the current one, right?
They've
made it really hard for me to remember which one is which.
Series X. Xbox One X. It's a better Xbox One X.
In some ways.
Yes.
But not...
In other ways.
You know my favorite word to use when we're talking about
teraflops.
This. There's less teraflops in the brand new $300 model than that is in the current premium Xbox model. You lose four entire teraflops. Can you...
We joke about that, but that actually is something.
That is something.
Because it also has the Series S.
Say the word teraflop.
The Series S has the same amount of teraflops as the first PS4.
Okay.
Which is weird. to think about that.
You're right.
But also, PS4 was, like, big when they announced their specs, and they were like, we have
but
four.
But that was a long time ago in the world of technology.
But that's one of the only things that it's kind of lacking, is that. And everything else is a huge boost. And for a $300 price point, which is very affordable at this point.
But then there's also the resolution as well. It is not 4K. It is 1440.
1080 to 1440.
So it's not running 4K.
Yes.
That's the thing. It is not
yes.
capable of running
Correct.
4K. So that's that's a big difference when we're talking the difference between the $300 Xbox model and the $400 PlayStation model. The $400 PlayStation model is not lacking in anything performance-wise other than the disk drive.
Yeah.
So, but there's something to be said about there being a $300 option. So that's...
And that's why, as we'll say later, that's why the PS4 one, the digital version, is $100 more, because there's... It's the same thing, just without a disk drive. Mm-hmm. But I think also a big thing with the 4K thing. Everybody talks about 4K, but I think a lot of the people who don't have the money to spend $500 on an Xbox, I don't think 4K is their thing, because a lot of people don't have 4K TVs.
A lot of people don't. You're right.
So if you spend $300 on a console that can do 1080 to 1440, that's really good, because most people don't have a 4K TV. We didn't just get a 4K TV until a couple years ago.
But my question that I'm just kind of asking out loud here is there's no such thing as a 1440 television, right? You can't walk into any store and buy anything other than 720, 1080, 4K, or 8K. True. Those are your only options right now. So the only way for you to achieve the 1440 resolution is to have a 4K TV, because a 4K TV can go lower, but a 1080p TV can't go higher.
But also, the Xbox, the original Xbox One, was 720 to 1080. So that's also a big boost anyways. So
yeah, I'm just kind of throwing numbers out there. I'm just kind of playing devil's advocate here, because I don't know that I really care a whole lot whether or not a game is 1440 or whether it's 4K or whatever. I mean, they all look phenomenal.
Yeah.
And they all play well and stuff. So that's not exactly the most important thing to me.
Yeah.
But it just does need to be put out there that the $300 option of the Xbox is not 4K. So if you are
looking for the
4K experience, which is kind of, you know, one of the top selling points of this generation is 4K.
That and load times,
So let's talk load times, and that is directly related to the solid state hard drive. The $500 Xbox has a terabyte in it, as to where the $300 option has a half a terabyte in it.
Yeah.
So we all know how quickly a half a terabyte can be eaten up at this point. So that's not a ton of space. And then if you're going to add another hard drive to it, it's going to end up being just a regular hard drive that you're going to USB into it. And then that's going to completely negate the whole speed of the hard drive thing.
But think about our computer. Mm-hmm. We have an SSD in it, and we also have hard drives.
Mm-hmm.
So that doesn't make load times like crazy different because we also have hard drives. So I think my thing is all the other consoles have always been like 500 gigabytes. And of course you have to have another hard drive. But now it's a base console with the same amount of hard drive plus super fast load times with the SSD. Mm-hmm. So
I think Xbox did a really good job with the damage control of all of their stuff leaking that one night, and then they tweeted the meme that is the, what is it, like a weird monkey looking thing that's like got the eyes that's looking one way and then looking the other. Do you know what I'm talking about?
No idea.
Well, now I'd have to scroll back through like a week of Xbox on Twitter to find it, but whatever. They did a fun job of
They didn't take it super seriously.
No,
because I'm guessing they planned, maybe not. They might have planned the next day anyways to release it, and then they were just like, "Oh, you guys kind of beat us to it." Yeah,
who knows exactly when it was.
It's kind of hard to tell when the next day somebody releases something like that.
But because of that, they beat PlayStation to the punch. And they released their information first. So, you know, that's okay.
Yeah.
So then today, or when what? Well, let's go back a little bit. So it was what, over the weekend that PlayStation then announced that on the 16th that there would be a video conference or whatever that was going to reveal, and it didn't say anything about pricing or release date or anything. It said that it was going to talk about games is all it said that it was going to talk about. So there was part of me that thought that, like, we might be going into this with still just looking at games and no actual big information.
I think it was a good blend of everything, personally.
Mm-hmm. It was mostly games.
I know that you went into it being like,
I just wanted price and I just wanted release date.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what that meme is called.
I know. Okay, I know what that is.
So all of their stuff leaked, and this was maybe like 3 hours after the leak. This is what Xbox tweeted.
That's amazing.
So I thought that was very creative of them and a very good way to handle.
Oh my goodness, did you see that?
And then the next morning is make it official.
Go back to it. Click on it again. Freaking Flexio applied. 1 second, it has to load. Oh my goodness, that's amazing.
Why Flexio? What's the joke there?
Well, it's just to tape up the
lapels. Oh yeah, okay, I gotcha.
Yeah. And Flexio is just a meme at this point. And Flex Tape and all that kind of stuff.
Got it. So today was the big PlayStation thing. So let's go through a couple of the games that they talked about in the order in which it happened on the show today. It started off with Final Fantasy 16, which looked awesome.
It really did.
But it's still just yet again another humongous game that I just know I won't put time into and play.
Do you think it'll be the same how 15 was, which is driving off half the game?
I don't know enough to say about that.
We might have to get Ty Good on to talk about that one of these times, because I know that he's a big Final Fantasy fan.
And going into this new generation, I keep telling myself, like, I gotta kind of broaden my horizon of games that I'm playing. Like, I need to really, like, be checking out some other games that aren't just my normal Shenmue Fire Pro racing.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I need to experience Spider-Man, and, you know, I'm missing out on
so many.
You know,
good
I know I'm
like
missing
that.
Out on stuff like that.
Even just going to the computer one of these times. There are so many single player games that I have on Epic and like Amazon Games and that kind of stuff that you could play.
Yeah.
There are so many good ones.
And with the announcement that they make here in a little bit is another good way I think I can kind of jump into that. So Final Fantasy 7 or 16 looked cool. However, it started their show off by showing what a game looks like on PC, not on PS5, and I thought that was stupid. And then it said the rest of the games are from the PS5.
Yeah,
I that was stupid. I didn't enjoy that. So Spider-Man obviously was probably the main event for you, right?
Yeah, of course. Not the main event, but like
that the was main the... event of the games that they were discussing.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah, it looks awesome. And I keep saying,
so
like,
clean.
I need to play that first one. I know I do.
So, one thing about this that I found out, like, a couple hours ago, that Insomniac announced that there will be a regular $50 version of just Miles Morales, which one thing that I didn't realize that I feel like I should have thought of is that because the PS5 can play some of the PS4 games, but if you buy a PS4 copy of a PS5 game, it won't play like a PS5 game, which I feel like it's common sense, but I didn't think about that.
Mm-hmm.
So if I buy a game that is like, dude, 4K, but I buy it on the PS4, it's not going to play on 5K because it's not a 4K disc.
Right.
So I have to wait a week to get that, I guess. Okay. But they announced that there's the $50 version that is just Miles Morales. And then there's also a $70 version, which is Spider-Man Miles Morales Ultimate Edition, which has that and a remaster of the first Spider-Man game that has all three DLCs and its new graphics and stuff.
Okay, so then let me ask this. Because today it's kind of come up that a lot, maybe not, I don't know if a lot is the right word to use, and I don't want to use the wrong word. Some of the new games that are coming out are going to be $70 instead of $60. Dark Souls, is that the name of the
Demon
one?
Souls.
Demon Souls.
Made by the same people as Dark Souls.
Okay.
Which I feel like not a lot of people know. But because everybody was like, oh my gosh, it's copying off of Dark Souls. It's made by the same people.
Okay, so however you want to
approach
that also. So that game is $70. I've read that there's going to be some more $70 games instead of $60 games. So with you telling me that Spider-Man is going to be $50, does that mean it's a full game? Or is this kind of just an add-on to the first one?
So
is this like a beefy DLC instead of a
new
game?
No, it is a new game. But I think how they're doing it is they're bumping everything up $10. The regular $40 games are now going to be $50.
But Spider-Man wasn't a $40 game when it came out. It was a $60 game.
Are you sure about that?
Positive.
You are? Okay. Well, I think because they're doing the two separate things, it's 50 and 70.
To me, that just makes me wonder in my head, like, is this $50? Like, what do you get for a $50 price point at this point? And that's why it makes me think beefy DLC, yeah. You know what I mean? But I don't know. I mean,
I'll buy anything that has the thing Spider-Man on at this point. So.
Well, you know, one thing we didn't talk about whatsoever is since we did the last episode, the new Tony Hawk game came out.
Oh, yeah. Hawk's good.
We hyped up the Tony Hawk game on here forever, and then we never actually talked
about it. Oh, my God, that Tony Hawk now.
It's awesome. It's so good. All of those discussions that we had on here about, you know, I'm not real sure about pre-ordering. It might suck. The last one sucked. What if they don't do a good job on it? They did a great job on everything. It's fantastic.
And I've put a lot of time into it, actually.
Yeah, Lane's been playing it, getting a bunch of points. I've played online and done pretty well.
I've played online and not done very well, but still had fun, which I'm not used to having fun when I'm not winning.
Yeah. It's a cool game. Very cool. $40. I mean, you talk about a price point there, man. God, that's totally worth $40.
So, but I think on PS5, that would be $50. Like, you get what I mean?
Okay.
So, I think everything is just bumping up $10. Because everybody's complaining about everything being like $70. But, like, it's a huge gap into what you're getting for the PS4 and PS5 that $10 is, like, enough for what we're actually getting.
Yeah, like I don't know that I'm too upset about a $10 price increase. $60 has been the standard for a long time now, and I understand that.
But now we're at a point eventually. When they have to spend a lot more money because they have to make everything about it a lot higher. So they can't keep taking the $60
price points. The hardware that they have to be able to purchase to be able to make the games is more expensive than it was 10 years ago.
And
I totally understand that. I mean, as a consumer, do I want to continue to spend even more money?
No.
Not exactly, but I don't. I mean, if...
But you got to think of it at the part of the producer of it. Like, they can't make money if they're still selling $60 games at a game that they spent.
They still are going to make a good profit at $60, but a better profit at $70.
Yes.
But,
like, I'm not saying, like, they won't make enough money or anything.
I forgot what it was. Oh, well.
Okay, next game, I guess.
Let's just kind of roll through these here. Harry Potter, I know you and Tyler were kind of losing your stuff over.
Yeah, it's like, it's set before Harry Potter. And also, it's not called Harry Potter.
Okay, that's what I was going to say. Which is annoying. If Harry Potter's not in it, then it shouldn't be called
Harry. No, it's not called Harry. It's just called Hogwarts Legacy. It's set in the 1800s, so it has none of the regular Harry Potter characters. But it's like...
When is the Harry Potter characters set?
Modern day.
Okay.
So,
all right, so that's a stupid game, and nobody will play that because Harry Potter sucks.
That's kind of cool. And then you got Call of Duty.
Call of Duty, whatever.
It was a campaign trailer, and even Tyler was like, man, just another Call of Duty. And then he watched it, and he was like, okay, maybe this actually looks kind of cool. Because it's a lot of nostalgia from the old Black Ops games, which me and Tyler, like, those were the first, like, shooters that we ever played. So it's a lot of nostalgia for us. It looks really cool.
I know a lot of people are into it, and that's cool.
One thing I don't understand is how people pre-order it before the gameplay comes out. I don't understand that. One of my friends legit pre-ordered the game when it revealed before any gameplay comes out. I'm talking to mom. I'm like, imagine if they're just like, oh, you guys just got your beta. There's no guns this year. And just like, everybody pre-ordered the game.
It's one like, year they should make Call of Duty all with water guns.
But that should be like
it could just be Super Soaker 50. I mean, you probably don't understand that reference, but Super Soaker 50, Super Soaker 100, Super Soaker Backpack. That'd be awesome. I'd buy that game.
That would be a cool like expansion or something.
Do you have any idea what a Super Soaker is?
I know what a Super Soaker is. Yeah, okay. I don't know what Super Soaker 50 or any of that kind of stuff is, but I know what a Super Soaker is.
Yeah. They were obviously water guns when I was they came out. It was like a new thing, probably like early 90s, maybe late 80s or somewhere in there when I was a kid. And the base model was the Super Soaker 50. You'd be able to pump it up, and it had all that pressure, and it'd be able to shoot 50 feet is what it said. So so it was the Super Soaker 50. That was your base, like, $25 model that basically everybody had.
Yeah.
And then you could get, like, the bigger one that had, like, two tanks of water, and then you could get one that you wore on your back.
That's insane.
And only the rich kids had that.
Oh, my goodness.
But we'd have wars with, because we'd all have them, because they were, like, the coolest toy to have. And I remember there being one kid that did have the backpack. And, I mean, if you think about, like, I mean, it was huge. It was a huge backpack.
Yeah.
Hard plastic device. And then you fill that with water and put it on your back.
Oh, my goodness.
You can't run around and have a water war with that on your back. So you became the kid who had the most money and the worst weapon on the field. Those were fun days.
Well, like, yes.
But it's the same way in video games. Like, the biggest, strongest, like, turret weapon.
Like does the most damage.
It can't go anywhere.
But,
right, does the most damage, but it can't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
Right, yeah, same kind of thing. All right, okay. Call of Duty. Resident Evil Village looks awesome.
Yeah, I'm excited for that.
So I don't, I mean,
I'm not usually excited for the new Resident Evil games.
I haven't kept up with modern Resident Evil whatsoever. I played the old ones way back in the day. I played the remake of 2. I still haven't played the remake of 3. I will one of these days. But
I heard that was
really
good.
This game looked awesome. Super cool visuals. I mean, I thought it looked awesome.
And I think that's also one of the ones that's going to show off the graphics a lot. But me and Tyler were talking. I have always loved how Resident Evil does the Roman numerals with the titles of the game. That is like the coolest thing ever.
100%
I've always loved that.
Very cool design for sure.
Yeah.
So that's definitely one I want to check out.
And you always know that it's Resident Evil when you see the Roman numerals. Mm-hmm. It's just like, okay, what's the title?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree with you on that one. I don't want to spend any time on Deathloop, do you?
Not really, but I thought it sold me more than it did the first time that it showed. It just looked like a dumb Bethesda shooter. But this time it was like,
okay, you
have to have a little bit of a brain to actually kind of play.
Okay.
So it looked, Tyler was saying it looked like a Borderlands Hitman.
Okay.
Which kind of sounds cool.
I'll be honest,
on paper.
I probably didn't pay as close of attention to it as it did, as I could have, because at this point in the show, I'm like, just show me the price and the date. And I wasn't.
Well, you knew it was going to be an hour long, and we were like 15 minutes in. Yeah.
So I didn't really pay attention to that one. I also did not pay attention to Devil May Cry.
I
never paid attention to that franchise. Excuse me.
I thought it was something else when it started, and I don't remember what I thought it was, but I got really excited, and then it was Devil May Cry. I was like, oh, that kind of sucks.
Gotcha. Yeah, I wasn't into that at all.
Yeah, I've never been. We have the first one on here. Again, an Amazon game that I have on here.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I mean, I'm sure there are quality games. I know a lot of people like them a lot. It's just you can't check out every game. Yeah. Oddworld is Oddworld Soulstorm. Another trailer for that. Now, this is one that I'm super into. I love Oddworld. But I didn't really feel like this trailer like showed me anything that the last trailer did not.
Yeah.
It was not all that exciting, but I will definitely be playing that game when it comes out. It looks,
the graphics looked
very,
really
very
cool.
Very cool.
The blood and stuff looked really like cool and stuff. And I don't know a lot about the game, but it sold me a little bit for somebody who had never played it.
It was I guess to give the trailer some credit, it did throw in like the funniness of all of the little ones that follow you around at the end of the trailer where they're all like, yeah, let's go, come on, let's, and I thought that was funny.
Do they usually do that? Is that like a part of
the
game?
And then
they
all die.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I kind of forgot about that whole thing.
Yeah. It was kind of an early like Cuphead where you just die like 50 times in a row until you get past this certain part is kind of what
it was. Kind of just you have to dying up to learn what happens.
Mm-hmm.
Man, I hate Cuphead, dude.
It's like that.
Oh my goodness. That's kind of what Dark Souls is.
That's
why I don't play Dark Souls.
Sorry. Gotcha, yeah.
I think I was telling one of my friends when we were watching it, I was like, I so want to play those games, and I would so spend $10 on one of those games, But I know that I would spend 5 minutes on it and die to the boss 50 times and have no encouragement to keep playing. Because they're just so hard. Yeah. And it's just like...
Yeah, I hear you. I mean, I'm not interested in super hard at this point either.
Yeah.
All right, Five Nights at Freddy, zero interest there.
Zero interest because I don't care about Five Nights at Freddy's. But it is the first game to FNAF game to be on console. So that's kind of cool.
Okay.
All the other games have been on computer.
Okay.
So that's kind of cool.
Demon's Soul. I mean, we basically just talked about it.
It looked cool.
The biggest news is that Fortnite is coming to the PS5 at launch.
Could you hear me from downstairs?
Yeah. I mean, let's spend a good hour talking about this on Howdy Radio, the Next Generation, episode 65. No, that's it. All right, so the next thing was the PlayStation Plus collection, which is actually pretty cool and to touch on. So it's like a new version of PlayStation Plus for PlayStation 5. And it seems that kind of what's happening is because, especially right off the bat, there's not going to be two free PlayStation 5 games that they can give you every month for your PlayStation Plus.
I didn't think about that.
Right. So now there's this. Yeah. It kind of seems what's happening instead.
I didn't think about that.
Which is basically just giving you the best of PlayStation 4 games is kind of what's going on. So it's called the PlayStation Plus Collection. And the following games will be available at PS5 launch. And the list of games, God of War, Bloodborne, Monster Hunter, Final Fantasy, Fallout, Mortal Kombat, Uncharted, Ratchet & Clank, Days Gone, Until Dawn, Detroit Become Human, Battlefield, Infamous, Batman, Last Guardian, Last of Us, Persona 5, Resident Evil 7.
That's an insane list of the games. That's also a lot of hard drive space, if you think about it. That's a whole PS5 hard drive there.
No doubt. But what a good list. I mean, honestly, that's a super impressive list, but also a list that I feel like a lot of the I guess more hardcore gamers probably have a good chunk of that list because they're all such popular
games. We have maybe
half that list, I would say, somewhere around in there.
Maybe a fourth. Most likely.
But definitely still games that we can
check out. And the games that we don't have are the games that you spend 100 hours on. Mm-hmm. So Final Fantasy, mm-hmm. like that's one that you can just like get in, just like never stop playing that kind of stuff. And I've been wanting to play Until Dawn. I've been telling you about Until Dawn for like 2 years.
Persona 5 is one that I have it sitting over there. Yeah. Taggart let me borrow it, and I put a little bit of time into it, and then stopped
I thought playing. It was fun. And Resident Evil 7, we can play that until the new one comes out.
So that's a very cool thing that they announced today that we did not know anything about, right? Like, I don't think anybody knew that was coming, so that was cool.
I was definitely saying it's kind of a retaliation to the Game Pass.
And it's their version of Game Pass, exactly.
What did you think originally? Because I think you thought differently.
I thought they were trying to word stuff oddly is what I thought was happening there for a minute. And to me, it made it sound like there for a minute that they were saying, hey, all of the PlayStation Plus PS4 games that you have acquired will all be able to be played on your PlayStation 5 in this PlayStation Plus collection.
So I think the collection thing is what threw me off. Because when it first started showing games, mm-hmm. When they first said collection, that's what I thought. But then mm-hmm. they started showing God of War and that kind of stuff. I was like, I knew these games weren't PS Plus games. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah. So that's cool. I mean, that's at least a big chunk of games that people will be able to play.
Yeah.
Because when you buy a new console in a new generation, you're very limited to games that are current generation at that point.
Yeah.
I mean, there's only, three launch titles that's coming out for all of these systems combined?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy.
But
there's Spider-Man.
So you got to have something to play, and that's a good way to still be able to play something. So that's cool. Okay, so then the main event of the whole shindig was that the system comes out in the United States on November 12th, and the rest of the world November 19th. and that the models, we've already talked about pricing, but the two different models are $400 and $500. $400 does not get you a disk drive, $500 does. Everything else is exactly the same.
Which is cool. I like that everything else is the same.
I do too.
I think that's one of the one-ups to Xbox. Yeah.
I appreciate a $300 Xbox. I really do. Yeah. But
it makes it still...
I more appreciate a super powerful $400 PlayStation.
Yeah. But that's... there's no disk drive, which is...
No disk drive in the $300 either, though.
Correct. Yeah.
Yep.
I don't like the... I understand the going digital and that kind of stuff, but just how we've always done stuff, we've always bought games physical.
And I'm going to continue to do so until I can't anymore.
Yeah. Like those other things that, like, there's benefits to buying it digital and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, if I have an option to buy it physical or digital, I'm going to choose physical. I'm
sticking with physical.
Yeah.
I still have, you know, me and Taggart, we swap games a lot.
Yeah.
Tyler will end up getting a PS5 at some point, and we're going to swap games with him. And I don't want to lose the ability to let friends loan.
And that's always been a thing.
Always. It's still a thing for us. I know that it's not for some people, and they're perfectly fine with going with a digital only. And that's cool. It saves you some money. It's good that they have both options because there are both types of customers. Yeah. But I also fear that, you know, when you buy something digitally, like, you just don't really own it. You know what I mean? You just don't. Like, one day, like, Sony can say, like, oh, that's not available anymore. And then it's just not there.
Yeah.
That happens on the iPhone. You can buy apps, and eventually the publisher pulls them from the web store or from the app store, and they're just gone. And you don't have them anymore. You can't come into my house and take away my physical disc.
Yeah.
So I'm sticking with physical. I am. I know it's a waste of a lot of plastic and all this good stuff, but I'm sticking with it. There's more reasons for me to stick with it than not.
There's a lot of people who, like, that, like you say, like, it's a waste of plastic and that kind of stuff. And then there's also the people who is getting the digital ones, but because, like, for the money, they're getting the digital one. But they have these huge bookshelves of these games. So they just go on to eBay and get just the cases.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it is kind of a waste of plastic.
Yeah.
But, like, to still have the case is something cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I think that's still definitely something.
Yep. So that was that, and then they announced that the system was coming out, and there was no announcement of when it was going to go up for pre-order. And let's go back a month or two ago when, I think it was TechCrunch, maybe, ran an article that says, Sony says that pre-orders will not be put up immediately, that you will have time to... figure stuff out. I don't remember the exact wording that they used, but that was, you know, it wasn't going to happen immediately is what they said. And then you fast forward to today and the end of the conference happened and there was still no word on when it goes up for pre-order until about 10 minutes later on PlayStation's Twitter. And they said that pre-orders will begin at some retailers as early as tomorrow. It's a super vague way of putting it.
But also, I think, because I feel like I kind of know where you're going with this, I think also they were saying that they don't want to do it right when it happens, because I feel like then making it kind of vague makes it so that every single person, because there was almost 1.5 million people watching that stream at that point. So then everybody is like, oh, I need this console right now. The second that they say it, and then the site crashes 15 million times.
For sure.
So I think they wanted to do it not super vague, so then people are scattered at different places trying to do different things, so then there's a more chance of people trying to get it. I understand the time thing was kind of dumb, because we were just refreshing stuff and refreshing Reddit and that kind of thing.
Yep.
But,
before we wrap this up and tell you about our pre-order experience, then they ended the conference with God of War Ragnarok teaser. And so, I mean, of course, everybody's always happy about a new God of War game. Yeah. So, not happening right away, probably. But that's...
They said 2021.
Did it say 21? Okay.
Yeah.
That's so. Cool. So, that'll be a good one, of course. I said Ragnarok, and I expected it to be a GWAR-based game, and it was not. So, I was a little bit disappointed there.
I'm kind of happy that games aren't, at least right now with the state of COVID and everything, games aren't putting up a date on games. They're saying quarter one, 2021, quarter two, which a lot of games are just like May, and don't say an actual date, but just say like May or that kind of thing. And then it gets delayed to 2 months later, still in that same like quarter. And people get mad, but, like, I think they're being smart by not having actual dates, and they're just saying a block of time.
So many delays at this point, you can't count on anything anymore. So then, after the conference was over, and Sony tweeted out and said, some retailers as early as tomorrow, I start refreshing around on r/PS5 on Reddit, and sort by new is the way to go. And then you see all these things start to come in that says GameStop in New Zealand has them up for pre-order now. And it just kind of kept coming. And then it ended up being, you know, Best Buy in Canada has it up for pre-order. Oh, they're sold out. And I mean, it was all pretty instantly. So it seems like they had a certain amount of quantity for pre-orders, which is pretty good. I like doing it that way. And then it got to the point where it said the GameStop was doing pre-orders in store. So I got on the phone and started calling a couple GameStops to see if I could go into the store and do it, even though I really didn't want to buy from GameStop. I was like, this might be the best way to go, though, if it's, you know, pre-order right now.
If everything else is sold out, that's the only option.
But because of COVID, they all close at like 7 o'clock now. And this was like 7:30 when I started calling. So I wasn't getting a hold of anybody. So that quickly became not an option. And then not too long after that came the new post on Reddit that said, Target US pre-orders are live. And I was like, this is it.
Yep.
Go, go, go.
Everybody's on. It reminded me of.
It was like buying concert tickets.
It reminded me of All In.
Yeah.
So I mind every single person in the house having a device, and that's exactly because this is my first.
This is not our first rodeo of buying crap when it goes on sale.
Well, this is my first time console wise.
First console, sure.
So, but like, that's how All In and All Out was. Mm-hmm.
We're pretty good at this kind of stuff.
Yeah,
obviously. So the Target sale went up. It sold out, I think, within 6 minutes. I think is what I read. But we got ours, and we got the $500 model, which is the one we wanted. The only thing that's a little bit worrisome is that it says that it will ship and arrive by, like, November 13th through the 25th or something. So it makes me a little bit worried.
I think it's the 13th to the 19th. I don't think it's that big.
Yeah, but. So I think that that'll end up adjusting, and I think we'll probably get it by launch day would be my guess.
Yeah.
But the way the mail system's working nowadays, it's hard to count on something to come through the mail on an exact day that it's supposed to. So fingers crossed there that it won't turn into something that, you know, we have to sit here and wait a while for it to come in. Because in-store pickup wasn't an option or whatever, but that might change between now and then. You might get an email that says, would you rather pick this up in the store? And I'd say, yeah, sure. So we'll see how that goes down. But whatever, we got on the day that it went up for pre-order, we got ours. We got the version that we wanted, $500 version with the disc drive because we like physical media. I'm pretty excited.
I know that I asked and right when it happened, and I know you said something later. Were there any like special edition ones that had like different art and that kind of stuff? Because
no,
I feel like
Sony,
you said something later.
Sony
about
has
it.
Not announced anything other than just the basic model as of now. GameStop, being GameStop, they put up a batch of bundles that included the PS5, the $500 one, a controller, which is valued at $70 now, is how much the new controllers will be for this gen. And then it included, like, stupid crappy headset, stupid crappy GameStop, this and that. And it totaled out to be $880 for the bundle, not worth $880 worth of stuff.
Why would you do that? Because the thing comes out
that want it, and that's the way that they are able to ensure it. It's just like
the console comes with a headset and everything. I understand getting an extra controller.
At this point, somebody is just willing to pay $880 for that's it. Insane. Just like people is going to walk into Target on the day that this comes out, buy one, go home, put it on eBay for $1,200, and somebody's going to buy it because that's how this works.
I don't understand that. No console is worth $1,200, especially a console. No console is worth $1,200 or something like that.
We'll discuss it on this episode, on this show. Once these consoles come out, we will get on eBay and we will discuss what they're going for on the secondhand market, because that's a big talking point for how all of this goes. Because there's so many people that buy consoles at the beginning of launch. Only purpose is to flip it on eBay and double your profit. It's a very easy thing to do. We could easily double our profit off of the money that we spent today, easily. So there's a lot of people that do it.
That's crazy, though.
It sucks because it takes away from people that just want to. That's a whole nother discussion. I hate people that flip stuff on eBay. I hate every single one of them.
I think one thing that I hate about eBay, not just like the flipping stuff, also like signed merchandise. Like, people that wait in line for, like, Chris Jericho to sign a thing. Mm-hmm. And then they put it on eBay. Totally. That's like when, like, you ask somebody to sign something, and then they're like, I don't want to see that on eBay. And then they do it anyway. And it's just like,
that's stupid.
What a douche thing to do.
I agree. So then, in a little bit of a new thing to happen, this whole entire time we've been talking about PS5. This generation is what we're buying first, right? And that's technically what we did, because I bought it today. However, I went to work a couple days ago, and I'm in a little football pool there, and I won a bunch of money off of the Bengals losing on Sunday, which is fantastic. The whole bar so mad that the Bengals lost. Me, got $300. Screw the Bengals.
Oh my goodness. That's crazy that you can make enough money to like do that kind of thing. By your team losing.
Yep.
Like that's hilarious. Fans
lose every week and make me money, and I'm perfectly fine with that. I don't give a crap about football. Just give me money. So I'm like, well, $300 is the cost of the cheap Xbox. So how much fun would it be? How cool would it be to go ahead and just get both consoles when they come out? Get the beefy PS5. That's going to be our main console.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to buy most stuff for. But, you know, have that little new Xbox, you know, for some cool Game Pass stuff. And,
I think the Game Pass is the main thing.
And
for
when
that.
Halo comes out, you know, we'll be able to play out. Halo on there.
Yeah.
I still like the Forza games. You know, I still want to be able to.
I think
that's all Game Pass stuff.
Well, yeah, that stuff will be Game Pass, but also Forza. That's not a launch title, right?
I don't think so.
It might be. It might actually be. The new Forza Motorsport, that might actually be a launch title.
Well, I'll have to look into that. So I don't know. I just thought it'd be pretty cool to go ahead and do both, and that's what I can use my football winnings on. Yeah. These things come out 2 days apart. The Xbox comes out on November 10th. The PlayStation comes out on November 12th. So that is a Tuesday and a Thursday. That is going to be an awesome week. Minus the fact that I work a double on Thursdays. That's the worst part. I won't be home all day long for the PlayStation 5 launch.
Why would you? Well, it kind of sucks that we might not get it day one.
We'll just have to. I would assume that we will get it day one. Sony will be doing everything that they can to ensure that their customers get.
If not, I just say call off sick.
Maybe.
Or just be like, it's PS5 day.
Yeah.
So
I'm pretty excited to. That I think we're going to do both. So the pre-orders for the Xbox go up. And that's, you know, that's if I get lucky and can pre-order and get the Xbox right away. I'm sure the demand for that will be a little bit lower than the demand for the PS5. The PS5 is going to kill the Xbox this generation. That's just all there
and
is people, to
it. And, like, there's all the console fanboys. I just don't understand how the console wars are still going at this point.
I see a whole lot less of it, though.
I don't think you're looking at the right places then.
No, I think you're looking in the wrong places. It's how I would state that.
But even if you just look at the chat on that live stream today, everything is just like, Xbox is better. Xbox is better. Just overall. And, like, it's just so annoying.
If you
but then, like, if you look at the stats, depends on the media that
you're following along with, man. I'm telling you, you get a much better experience using Reddit for something like that. Yeah. It's always just so much more positive. And, it, you know, even tonight as wrestling was on, like, I was still refreshing r/PS5 because, I mean, it's a big day for, you know, the stuff that we're into. And just like the Tool album was, just like the Hum album was, the place to be on stuff like this is on Reddit. It's always just people that are always like, you know, this is awesome. Like, we're all finally getting what we wanted. And that's where the better user experience is.
It's also because I've been on Twitter a lot more recently. And Twitter's now the place. If you go on
Facebook, I'm sure it was the exact opposite. Facebook was probably, this sucks, I hate everything, this is stupid. That's what, it's just how it is.
Like, it was funny, like, those are the people who are intelligent with, like, those, like, the people who are intelligent and, like, are actually looking at the games and the specs and that kind of stuff and, like, are actually saying, okay, PS4 is, like, actually, like, technically better this year. And then there's just, like, oh, but we have Halo that comes out in 4 years. And
it's just, like, whatever, that makes no sense. I mean, it's whatever you're into. There's there's multiple options.
We've always liked both.
And you can do whatever you... I want all of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I want the Switch. I want the Xbox. Yeah. I want the PlayStation. I want the PC. I have them all. And that's...
wonder what Black Friday is going to look like this year.
I don't know. It's going to be a bunch of last-gen stuff is what it's going to be. It's going to be...
Well, I'm just meaning like...
Because you might end up with like a PS4 price drop coming this holiday here soon.
The main thing I was thinking of is like, because there's going to be the urge to get the new consoles, and also COVID. Like, 300 people can storm in, like they probably will, but like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
So like,
yeah, social distancing. That's how like, Black Friday.
And like, the Division and stuff, like the storyline to the Division is on Black Friday, a huge pandemic started because everybody was like touching each other and stuff. Dude, it's going to be the Division.
And then Division 2. All right, that's it. So we're going to get a PlayStation and an Xbox, and we hope that everybody else that wants to get one is able to get one also. Yeah. You know how launch is, though, man. It's hard to get these things at launch time, so hopefully we're good to go here. So before we go, one last thing I want to tell you about is going to patreon.com/HowdyInc so you can sign up and pay us money, because what we do is awesome. That's basically the gist of it. Thanks to Scott, and thanks... I think I thanked Scott on the last one, maybe, right?
Maybe.
Thanks to Scott anyway, and thanks to Smoothie. I know Smoothie has signed up since we did an episode last. So thanks to both of those guys for signing up. You'll be able to check out my new show, Afternoon with the Axolotls. I just released episode 4 today. So check that out. It's pretty cool, I think. Tyler and Lane never started a show. Imagine that. Nice job. Nice job failing Howdy Inc. Or just adding to the list of shows that
never happened.
Just never actually happened.
When is your and Kyle's show going to start?
It's on that list, too.
Yeah, exactly.
No, we're going to start that one.
Yeah, that's what we said.
I'm trying to kick around the idea.
Stop kicking around ideas and just do the ideas.
Kicking around the idea on the official Howdy Inc. Discord. I want to do, and this kind of came up from an idea when we were going through the vault not that long ago. I want to do a Howdy Inc. Pod-a-palooza is what I want to do. I want it to be like that S2P Square 2 Podcast 25 thing. Remember I was showing you that image and it was like, this time is this show. This time is the show. I want to do that again. And I want to call it Howdy Inc. Pod-a-palooza.
I just want to be a part of that other group.
And then...
that's what I want to do. I want a crossover episode.
I want it to be... I want it to be like at 1 o'clock is the Mind of Smoothie. Smoothie does his own show at 1 o'clock. 3 o'clock is a special... Iconoclash episode or something, and it's like a whole day of podcasting, and then do a callback episode, like a reunion episode of Square 2 or something, and then the main event is Howdy Radio at the end. Yeah. That's I want to do it, but
all I want to do is I want to have an Unknown Pod and Next Generation crossover. I haven't wanted to do an episode with the other side of Howdy Inc. for a while.
See, that would be the perfect main event for that.
Yeah, for sure. I've literally been talking about that for like a year and a half, and we just haven't made that happen.
All right. Scott, Smoothie, anybody else that was Kyle and Taggart, all of you guys that were at one point a part of the Unknown Pod. Lane's calling you out for Podapalooza. We should do a ginormous episode, right?
Sure.
Cool. All right, so
we're gonna have the time to do that.
I don't know, but I want to do it. It's a cool idea.
Yeah, it's a cool idea. But then you realize that we all have completely different schedules.
Yeah, we have to find a Saturday or Sunday.
It's like, okay, everybody call off work.
Here was an idea though that Kyle had to help with that a little bit. Is that like let's say the 1 o'clock Mind of Smoothie show. Smoothie can record that tomorrow. And then we can just put it up and premiere it at 1 p.m. on the day of the Podapalooza. Like, it true. Doesn't necessarily all have to be live. Yeah, now, true. The big one at the end
should be
100% live, no doubt about it. But some of them during the day totally could be just recorded and then premiered that way.
Yeah.
It's an idea. So, yeah, video games. Anything else?
I don't think so.
What game are you looking forward to playing on the PS5 the most first? Spider-Man?
Spider-Man for sure. Spider-Man and Spider-Man Miles Morales.
Okay. So I think we'll get that at launch, and we'll probably get the Sackboy game.
Yeah, that'll be a good one.
Those will probably be the two
Do we plan
games.
On... Well, we might not be able to, but do we plan on trying to get a second controller?
Probably not right off the bat.
I know that we usually do that because we usually play co-op games and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But... Especially for the Sackboy game, because that's a co-op, couch co-op kind of game.
Gotcha. Well, maybe. We'll have to see.
Those won't be anywhere, though.
Those might. Maybe. I mean, I remember in the past, like, I remember the PS2 launch. I went to the midnight sale of that and stood in line and bought that. Like, there was definitely no lack of accessories. There was so many accessories. There wasn't a million consoles to be had, but there was plenty of accessories.
Yeah.
But I don't know if that's...
There was always controllers, but...
Yeah. All right, so that's it. Go to patreon.com/HowdyInc. Sign up, go to HowdyInc.com and do some stuff there. Follow us on Twitter @HowdyInc. Follow me on Instagram @CaptainHowdy1027 and on Twitter, Lane.
Follow me on Twitter @Lane_Wiley. Instagram, LanyaEast1113. And Twitch @Lane1113.
All righty. We'll see you next time.
See ya.